Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Seeing a lot of familiar faces here. We're live at Williams Chicken. We've got 20 and Cooper here, just north of 20. And I know there's another Williams Chicken down way south.
Yes, sir.
So you might want to GPS it, you know, before you head on over here. But we'd love to see you. And we have some giveaways, the State Fair Classic. Grambling and Prairie View coming up in a couple of weeks. You can get tickets to that. Just ask Eric. He is the proprietor here of this Williams Chicken. And he's got your tickets. Got your hookup. All righty. C-Note's coming up in about 20 minutes. We have the Jake Ferguson Show coming up at 5:20 today. So we're looking forward to that. And then we have a Bears guest coming up in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Chris Emma from 670 The Score coming up at about 4:20 here on The Fan. Excited about this game. I am a little bit nervous as Broadus previewed the Bears offense for you yesterday, and he's going to preview the Bears defense.
Yeah,
that has struggled.
It has.
I guess they played a pretty good first three quarters against Minnesota.
Right.
But looking forward to that report coming up from Broadus here.
Yeah.
Which 0-2 teams in the NFL have the best chances of making the playoffs? This is actually really interesting because looking at the top teams, you have Kansas City, the champs. You have Houston here in state. And then this week's opponent, number three, the Bears. That's who Bill Barnwell identified as the third best chance. Now, it is a huge drop-off from the Chiefs. It's 6.3% on ESPN's FPI that the Bears make the playoffs. And they're talking about Caleb Williams, a 26% off-target rate this season, nearly double the league average. Some of these balls are crazy. It's like, what is he looking at? When you watch that tape, is he thinking the receiver's going to break on some of these? Because he's throwing them like behind the dude sometimes.
He is. There's been some times where he's had to make off-platform throws, and he hasn't been set.
Huh.
And their routes under Ben Johnson are down the field, further down the field. And he has missed some opportunities. But when you watch his tackle situation, as we talked about yesterday, it's dropped back, and then it's kind of like, okay, it's either left or right. And now he's got to think about, I got to get out, and now I got to throw. You know, they haven't got – like the tight ends, they've got a couple of tight ends that can really make some plays. They had, you know, DJ Moore not making plays out of the slot, and it's really been about Roma Dunze, and that's, you know, that's where it's at. And unfortunately for, you know, Caleb, he just has not got everybody else involved.
Do you like the next gen stats? Do you think they're doing a pretty good job?
I think they do a really good job. I really do. And there's a lot of things you can learn about that really tie into the film.
So he has the third highest expected completion percentage at 70.1.
Yeah.
He's only completing 61.5% of his throws.
Yeah.
That's a place that Dak Prescott's been very successful throughout his career. He's completing more than what the numbers in the game situation dictate he should.
Yeah, he has really struggled against teams that play him. And it's only a small sample size of two games. But you play him single high, he struggles with that. I mean, he's like a 50% passer, but you play him too deep. You know, you play him. You know, he finds ways to, his percentage is a little bit better. You know, but you play him single high, it's for some reason the man coverage stuff probably gives him a little bit more of an issue than the zone coverage stuff.
Only J.J. McCarthy has been more inaccurate than he has to start the season. And when you look at some of the breakdowns of like where their pressures become allowed on dropbacks, their left tackle.
Yeah, Jones.
Clearly, Jones.
Jones,
clearly
yeah.
The biggest problem.
12 pressures, 2 sacks over there, I believe.
Yeah, and then that's been an issue for them for a long time. And I thought Darnell Wright, their right tackle coming out of Tennessee, he was one of our favorite tackles in the draft. He has not really panned out. They took Ozzie Trapio out of Boston College, and I think they were thinking maybe he'd be a guy they could slide and even compete at left tackle. I don't think he had a great training camp. And we'll talk with Chris Emma about that. Maybe he's a guy that they look at. But the tackles, and that's, again, like we talk about the edges for the Cowboys. I thought last week would be a get-right game.
Right.
This is a week somebody needs to step up and make Braxton Jones look like the weak link he's looked like in the first two games.
See, that's
James Houston.
That's what you're talking about, Dawson. Your fear should be, number one fear should be quarterback running the ball. I mean, and not talking about design runs. I'm talking about drop back and just take off running. And then your next fear would be you don't get a pass rush. And now he looks comfortable. Moore's open, Komet's open. Roma Dunze is open, and he starts hitting some of those throws. I think it's going to be a shootout game because I don't know what Dallas defense is going to show up, but I'm going to tell you about the Bears defense. They've got some problems too.
Well, yeah, and they pulled something from Ted Wynn here for this story, and he noted Caleb Williams actually isn't their biggest problem. It's their defense, their penalties, and their own run game just, being completely incapable.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about that with Swift, that he was one of the guys that was – he was getting yards before contact, 2-3 yards before contact, and still not able to have, successful runs of 4+ yards a carry, and even not having a contact of 2 yards, or having a 2-yard head start. And so, yeah, they've struggled. They've blocked well for him. They don't finish runs with him.
But I think you brought up yesterday how much Jalen Hurts hurt you in week one. And to my understanding, Caleb Williams' profiles is a very similar runner when he's improvising and when he's outside. He might not give you the short yardage stuff, but he's around that fast, around that size. And just 60 or 70 yards from the quarterback is enough to feel like you're getting your back broken.
He's had 9 scrambles, and 6 of them have resulted in first downs.
I believe the Cowboys have allowed the 3rd most rushing yards to quarterbacks.
I think they're the worst in the league at it.
That I saw this morning.
Yeah, it was 13-14% of the runs result in first downs.
Clowney should help that quite a bit, though, right? He's going to set the edge.
I'm not going to lie to you, Dawson. I don't know what Clowney's going to do. I hate to be this way because every time I've talked about some of these edges, I've been so damn wrong about them.
You lost your confidence, dude.
I feel
he's got the air.
No, man. I mean, with Clowney, I want to believe that he's going to come in here and be like Kenny Clark, and all of a sudden it's like, man, what a great get that was. Boy, the pro department's on their game, But, man, every time I'm like thinking, well, hey, let's – Marshawn Nealon, why don't you give him a go? Looked good at right end, looked good at left end, plays around. Disappeared.
Yeah, back
just disappeared.
Giants.
And the problem is disappearing against bad tackles. Bad tackles at the Giants. So now I'm in the point where I'm like, I think the Bears' offensive line is clearly better than the Giants' line. That's what scares me about this game so much.
I think Cowboys fans are seeing why there were whispers that maybe Sam Williams wouldn't make the team at camp either because he's getting swallowed up. Yeah. I mean, how can you be that?
He had the one big play that was all they needed. But man, that was
okay. Oof. Where are you guys with the Chiefs? They still have their playoff chances. ESPN's FPI at 51.8%.
Their schedule's bad though, right? I mean, schedule bad as far as
tough.
Can you win like 5 or 6 games in a row with that schedule?
They get the Giants this week, right?
That should
help things. But yeah, their schedule is very, very difficult and asking a lot out of Mahomes at this point. And the defense not being quite what you would have hoped. I mean, he's having to do so much scrambling. I have a Mahomes stat of the day for you coming up in the finest, but he's throwing to like Tyquan Thornton. It's like his deep threat right now. Their skill positions.
Taekwondo.
Well, Hollywood Brown. But they're going to get Xavier Worthy back this week. But the Rashee Rice suspension is huge for them. They need to trade for Tyreek Hill. And supposedly not a lot of people are calling about Tyreek Hill. There's probably some reasons why we'll get to in the Daily Football Fix. I think he's not exactly a great guy to have in the locker room, sounds like. But They know him well in KC, and that's something that worked well.
Sounds like
and they
my
fed
history.
Him the ball. You know, Miami's going to keep feeding him the ball and asking for higher and higher draft capital. I don't know how to put a value on that. I guess if I'm a trading team, I want to give a 3 or a 4 for a Tyreek Hill at this age. Yeah. But they've also eaten a tremendous amount of his salary and his compensation, so their cap number is going to remain big. You're getting Tyreek Hill on a small cap number. Maybe the value's a 2 or a late 1 or something. I don't know how you value that, but the Chiefs have been tied with the Patriots at the bottom in deep completion rankings over the past 2 seasons combined, hitting on just 29 deep passes. Their EPA per play is 23rd. Mahomes' QBR is 26th. Wow. And Spags has lost his touch. Like, everything started getting mid all at once. His pressures are getting home at only the 23rd highest rate now when he sends an extra guy. And so not a lot's going right. I guess against the Giants, that is a get-right game. At this point, I think I'll pick the Chiefs to be a wild card team. I think there's too much good in there. Maybe they're a little rusty. Maybe they needed a wake-up call. They need to get healthy, particularly a wide receiver. They need to make a trade. But, yeah, going to multiple tight ends is not helping. The Chiefs have posted a 35% success rate in 12 or 13, down from 50% a year ago. And I guess you could say, hey, it was Chargers and then Eagles. Mm. What do you think, Chief? They're going to make the playoffs?
I would still take him to make the wild card for sure. But it is going to be tough sledding. They do need to get Rashee Rice back, and that'll be nice for them. But, yeah, I mean, their pass rush, big-time struggle. It's really only Chris Jones that absolutely scares you on that defensive line. I think a lot of this goes back to just the team-building aspect and not nailing your draft picks. And then they have, like, a very favorable contract with Mahomes as well.
Yeah.
It's not even like they're getting killed with far and away the highest paid quarterback in the league. He gave them a team-friendly deal that they can continue to restructure and open up cap space. And they just, if you just look at their roster, you're going, that ain't that great of a team.
No, they've really failed in the draft on both sides of the ball. They've never had an offensive line that you felt good about for the next 5 years. They've patched it together and, you know, been able to win, I think, the last couple of years really just because of Mahomes. Then you go to Houston, 24.3% to make the playoffs. And they point out, as bad as things look right now, they had an end zone fumble in the Rams game and lost 14-9. Then Baker Mayfield escaped on that 4th and 10 where it looked like he was done. Tampa ends up winning that game, but Houston was right there. So I don't know how you feel about Houston, but ESPN's FPI still has them about 24% making the playoffs.
It helps being in that division, and their defense is still legit. But,
yeah,
man, offensively, I think it's just going to be tough sledding.
It might be really rough for them. I don't know. I mean, Indianapolis, is that sustainable? I'm not sure. Jacksonville, that seems like there's a lot of issues right there. It is the division that's probably going to keep them afloat. We do have news, though, that Highland Park Zone and DFW legend Clayton Kershaw has announced that he is going to retire at the conclusion of the 2025 season with the Dodgers. So he's getting ready for his final home start here coming up over the weekend.
Right on, man. Hell of a job. Great career. Spent a good half
seasons.
Decade as best pitcher in baseball, a champion, and an NBA, or Cy Young. Inter Miami and Leo Messi reportedly closing in on a multi-year contract. He signed that deal back in 2023 for 2.5 seasons, but they're looking at doing another deal. He's played 36 games, has 28 goals and 14 assists in all competitions.
Is that good?
Yeah, he's still the I guess he's still the best player for the team and maybe all of MLS. Sydney McLaughlin Leverone became the first woman in nearly 40 years to crack 48 seconds in the 400 meters. She ran at 47.78, a historically fast one-lap race at the World Championship. She's broken the 400 hurdles world record 6 times as well. Okay, Rangers are off tonight. They'll be back at it tomorrow against the Marlins. And we got the C-Note coming up next. Everything developing here with your Cowboys as we get ready for Week 3 here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Free the fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're live here at Williams Chicken in Arlington, 20 and Cooper, just north of 20, maybe half mile or so, seems like, maybe even less. Just a quick drive here, and we'd love to see you. We have State Fair Classic tickets. Grambling in Prairie View, the 100th time they're going to play. Go say hi to Eric there. He's the owner here at this Williams Chicken, and he'll get you taken care of with your tickets. You good, Brian? Of course, we'll be at Pickler Universe tomorrow in Carrollton. Best place to play pickleball in the entire universe.
Did I hear you say quick drive for you?
Yeah, it was a pretty quick drive. Yeah, just get on 20 there in Sunnyvale pretty quick.
Okay.
And boom, just flying out here.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it might take.
But you had the hour and a half drive.
Yeah, compared to yesterday, it felt like an absolute breeze. Okay, Clayton Kershaw is retiring. Wolchuk had that breaking news for you. We got the C-note right here. A couple of Cowboys practice items. Number one, Trayvon Diggs back at practice yesterday. He had that illness. And Todd Atcha, he noticed that Tyler Booker was taking some practice snaps at center. Brock Hoffman starting, TJ Bass as the backup. Booker would be an emergency option. And one, I don't think he'd be that excited to get to, but that'd be interesting to see how he'd possibly look. Nothing like having some position flex in a great young rookie.
You got to be prepared. Always have a contingency plan.
Yeah,
Batman taught me.
He never played any center at Bama,
no,
did he?
He's a true guard.
Yeah, I've always seen him play guard, so that's one of those kind. I probably could do it. The thing you always would worry about was the shotgun snap.
Yeah.
Even BB last week was having some high snaps.
I saw five linemen all lined up and one still shot. I think it was Nick Harris who had it. And they're all practicing shotgun snaps. Yeah. And Javonte Williams is one of the quarterbacks. Like, they only had so many guys to take snaps. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Okay, got to figure out which one can do it the best.
Yeah.
In case of emergency. Okay, segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here is your chance to attend the Ultimate Cowboys Fan Hang presented by our friends at Whataburger. You and a guest will enjoy game day inside the Star on the very seats where the team breaks down plays and talks strategy. You'll be joined by the Cowboys cheerleaders and a former Cowboy player. We'll be hanging out, talking football, and giving you an insider's perspective. Plus, you'll enjoy a delicious Whataburger lunch with some exclusive goodies. So caller 10 right now at 877-881-1053. You're going to be winning, and we'll have another opportunity coming up for you in the 4 o'clock hour. Okay. Here's what I got for you. Is there a troubling lack of meritocracy going on at Edge? James Houston, highest pressure rate, highest win rate on the team anyway. Fewest snaps in the rotation. How much is Clowney going to play even if he's the best? I think this is one of those deals where I would be looking for an answer on it if I'm in that secondary. What the hell are we doing? We're playing a strong safety back here. We don't even have our best pass rusher on the field. One out of every five plays, I think he's out there. Maybe four and a half or so with Houston. It's, if you look at the two games so far, Sam Williams is getting stood up.
Yeah,
he's getting embarrassed right and left. I think the truth is, and it's unfortunate. Like, you would hope that Ezeraku had showed you more by now in the preseason, the two games. Yeah. I think you have a big old bag of nothing at your other edge spots, and there's actually a guy who's a veteran who had 9 sacks, I think, his rookie year for Detroit.
In like 7 games.
Kind of got hurt, took a circuitous route back, but every time we see him, whether it's preseason camp or now, he's making it happen, Brian. And, we saw Zeke last year for half the season instead of Rico Dowdle. Might have cost you a game or two. Might have made the playoffs if you never played Zeke last year, but had to put him out there because somebody inside likes him or believed in him. I do believe in Shoddy. I would say right now, Shoddy, if you're listening, your number one job is to go to whoever is keeping James Houston off the field and saying, listen, I got to answer to 52 other guys on this roster. And they're ticked off that we can't get any damn pressure. You got to defend for 4 seconds back there. You're going to get house called.
Yeah.
So, I mean, answer that, Brian. Is it as troubling for you when you look at film like what James Houston's capable of?
It's troubling, and I mentioned before that I just haven't got these defensive ends right yet. And it's so I really don't know. I've reached out to some folks to try and get a little bit better understanding of why Houston's not playing. Haven't heard back from that yet. Maybe it's something that they don't have a great answer. Dawson, you mentioned it might be a coaching situation. I know Zach was talking about maybe he played some ball in the spring, and maybe they're worried about wearing him down a little bit. But, yeah, it's a little bit of a puzzling thing. They might not think he's a starter, but they play a lot of rotation.
Yeah, that's Aaron Whitecotton's thing.
So if you play a lot of rotation, the starter shouldn't matter. But
yeah, I do like how they're rotating things.
Yeah, yeah. But I there might be something there. Coaching decision, I don't know. I don't think it would be a front office decision, but sometimes you get coaches that get a little strange about, like, hey, had this guy in camp, had him the full time, was doing this, doing, you know, and then want to give him an opportunity. And as a personnel guy, you just have to say, okay, all right, coach, fine, you know. But
yeah,
there's going to be a point in time where all of a sudden, if Ezeraco and Fowler and Williams, those guys don't show up, you're going to need the guys who are playing the best to be on the field the whole time.
And when you're running the rotation, you don't have to be worried about a progress stopper. You know, young guy is good enough, he's going to flash and be like, hey, it's time to play him more.
I'm more concerned, honestly, about Donovan Ezeraco than I am Houston not playing. Because that was one of those where you're watching the Boston College tape, and I felt like that Carter from Penn State, Green from Marshall. And then Donovan Ezeraco were like the better pass rushers, that the learning curve was not going to be steep. This guy knows how to rush the passer, knows how to the explosive first step, knows how to dip, how to get around the edge, how to knock hands loose. He looks very ordinary playing right now. And there's flashes of the game where that's the guy. And then but there's that 75% of the game where you're going, why is he doing that?
Yeah.
And that to me is more of a concern. That's my future.
Mm-hmm.
Where Houston might be trying to get me, you know, through this season. That's the problem.
And maybe you're trying to develop. Maybe you're looking at this isn't going to be our year until we can have another team building opportunity. But it could be. You know, I think you're a couple of trades away from making some noise. And right now, I think if Dorrance Armstrong was still here, he would be clearly your best pass rusher. I think he's top 10 in win rate right now. Tape question for you, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
The Miles Sanders touchdown run and the Javonte 30-yarder.
Right.
What you have is Tyler Smith pulling. The long one was Tolbert coming through with him in motion.
Yeah.
The short one was Hunter Lipke.
Right.
I think they've scored 3 or 4 touchdowns on that play. Is this their new pet play?
And it's funny you bring that up, Dawson. I'm glad you did, because at 3:40, I'm going to tell you why those counter plays are going to work against the Chicago Bears. Yeah, I think you're really on to something there with the way that they're running the ball. You know, Dallas is really one of the better teams in the league running off tackle. And the Bears are one of the worst teams in the league defending off tackle. And I could see after watching, you know, we talked about a little bit the Lions, the Vikings, they were able to take advantage of this Bears defense in ways where you get guys playing up the field, they kick them, they log them, and then the ball is right inside of where it needs to be.
It looks like between Spanford and Steele, you have enough athleticism to get to anybody.
Spanford.
And then Booker is there with his strength. And then you take advantage of Tyler Smith's athleticism to get in there.
Yeah.
And it's just like an explosion, and here comes the running back
out. Dallas has done a really nice job of at the point of attack, and it used to be a problem. But you got Spanford and, say, Steele, and they get push on, say, that technique. And the Bears play sometimes what we call a 4-eye, where he plays inside gap on the eye of that tackle. And if you play 4-eye, you could take that tackle and post and take the tight end and wash it. And now you've got that natural
slip in between.
Yeah, you've got that crease where you can attack that gap. Yeah. Lions did a really nice job of that. I think the Cowboys are going to have some success themselves.
And do we call that? Is that counter power? Is that counter?
There's just counter.
Just counter.
Just counter. Yeah. Okay. Just, yeah. There, you know, there's There's different kinds of counters.
I'm having fun learning this new offense.
Oh, no. I tell you, with the fact that they use, we were kind of worried about pin and pull stuff and all that, but it looks like that they found a, you know, as long as steel, as long as steel, and as long as you have span forward, like front side, up the play side, and he's able to get, they're not giving up any penetration at all. That's what's making these plays work. They get so much push on the edge, and then all of a sudden, these guys have a clean path to turn up and log their guy or kick out a guy, and it's working out good for them.
Okay, you got Troy Aikman on his weekly radio show on 1310, says there's it's clear they have the offense dialed in, and Dak is showing a confidence about him that he hasn't always seen, and says it's a really good fit as far as what he's doing and what they're calling. It kind of feels like this should be Dak's last head coach. Everything has gone so well. Two games in, you have him playing like this. He's actually throwing to players who were on the move towards the end zone that we're going for. Like, if something trips up Shoddy and for whatever reason he can't continue on with this, maybe it's injuries or you just have a horrible season, they move on from him, I think they would regret that for a long time. I think Shoddy's a rising star in football coaching.
Yeah, I think part of it will be, and he's done a great job with the offensive staff at this point, but defensively, is Eberflus that guy? Like, Shoddy, you did a great job identifying great assistant coaches for the offense, at least through two games. But defensively, and we'll see how it matures throughout the season, but being able to identify a legit defensive coordinator is going to be hugely important.
Yeah, and I guess we've just assumed since Eberflus was hired, like, he was so good with the Cowboys as a linebackers coach, then in Indianapolis, and he had some good defenses in Chicago. I hadn't even really considered the fact that maybe that's not going to be a good fit for whatever reason until this past week. You know, but I think that's one that's got to put you on high alert, and maybe we're in for a repeat of what happened with Mike McCarthy's staff with Mike Nolan in his first year. I think if you lose to Chicago, that seat's got to at least get warmed up a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. Especially
you got between then and bye week.
Yeah, especially if you're losing a game where the Bears are putting up 30-plus points on you or something. Yeah, that would get loud.
Would get very interesting. We're live at Williams Chicken here in Arlington at on Cooper, just north of 20. Come get some amazing chicken, catfish. Brian crushed some catfish.
Oh, gosh.
Looks like they got greens as well, beans and all sorts of superfoods there for that balanced diet. Okay, we got Krusty's Corner coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, let's get into the Chicago Bears defense. I think there's some things you can really like to attack.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Thanks to Williams Chicken in Arlington for having us out today. We're going all the way till 7 o'clock, and you can come by and pick up your State Fair Classic tickets. Go watch Grambling and Prairie View here in a couple of weeks. It's the 100th edition of that game.
That's amazing.
Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here it is.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much for doing that, Lucius. Appreciate you. Thank you, Dawson, and thank you also to Reliant as well for being a part of this. Got this breakdown of the Bears. I'm thinking, guys, this is going to be a shootout game.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, do you think it's going to be a shootout?
Bears, it's like defense, low scoring. This thing is just, it's the complete opposite Chicago Bears we're accustomed to.
I don't trust either one of these defenses right now. I really don't. I think And the Cowboys' offense is better than the Bears' offense, but there's some plays to be had against this group.
Got an alternate universe going on where the Rangers can't hit and the Cowboys' best position group on defense is their defensive tackles. It's pretty weird.
Unbelievable. That's a great observation.
How about this, though? When we went to training camp, did we talk? Okay, myself, worried about the defensive tackle group. Was it as simple as trading for Kenny Clark?
Yes. Yeah.
It was that simple.
Yeah, and Solomon Thomas is pretty darn good.
I think Solomon Thomas has been really good.
Yeah, it would have probably been, without Kenny Clark, a little bit better than we were anticipating with Solomon Thomas and what he's brought to the table, and then Osa really just kind of picking up where he left off. But I think without Kenny Clark, you're talking about this run defense still being a fair problem.
Solomon and Arlington guy? This is home.
Coppell.
He's played with Connor Williams.
Miles Garrett that was Arlington, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Arlington Martin.
I mean, he has really impressed me at his age, the quickness, the power, the intensity that he continues to play with.
He was at training camp when Booker was having some problems. He was kind of Solomon Thomas was kind of quick off the ball, kind of jumping around him, you know, making Booker have to lean a little bit and all that. But he's done a really, really nice job on there. All right. This pass rush last week I felt like there was more to it with the Giants, with their young guys, with Thibodeau, you know, with that group, with Carter.
Burns.
Yeah, that was Lawrence. Yeah, with Burns. That was a much different group as pass rushers. I don't think you're going to deal with that kind of problems with this particular group. What you're going to deal with, though, is there is going to be some movement of the front. You know, it's going to be very reminiscent of like what you saw with Dan Quinn. Remember when Dan tries to rush four and then does the twist where it's the tackles and the ends and the loopers and stuff like that? They will bring that type of a rush to you. They will bring the movement of the front. But like I say, I think they really lack something at linebacker. And they especially lack right now at a couple of corner spots.
Mm-hmm.
And where they're really, really, really hurt is Kyler Gordon, the nickel corner, being out.
Yeah, he's been fantastic.
The guy that's replaced him got absolutely worked.
Nick McLeod. Nick McLeod is – okay, Nick McLeod is – there's
Hello,
been,
McLeod.
Yeah, there's been – he's number 24 on your program. And Nick McLeod is – if you watch the Vikings game, you watch then the Detroit game – They said, you know, Nick McLeod, you're not good enough to cover. And there were times where they ran motion where he was involved, and they, like, McLeod would just drop the coverage. And then there was St. Brown wide open. So there's been some, that you know, talk about your own communication issues. The Bears have had their share of communication issues, too. Down in the red zone, backs in the backfield, wheel routes that were ended up in the end zone and stuff. I think there's a couple different ways you can go here, and I'll ask you guys which you would rather do. If I could tell you, like I did in the previous segment, if I could tell you you can run the ball off tackle and have success doing it, or would you rather attack a group that really doesn't have much pass rush and has liabilities at corner and at nickel?
Now you win this game in the air. I'm going after Cowboy legend Sean Wright. Tyreek Stevenson and George Pickens is going to be interesting. They could get in a fight. Those are two hotheads.
Yeah.
We got to watch out for that because Tyreek Stevenson will engage with you now.
Sure.
And if he draws Pickens, but I this one, I think I'm all about the air raid.
I'd rather work around a good secondary than a good pass rush, though. You know, I feel like Dak can throw the contested ball. I don't.
So you want to throw instead of run?
I thought you were asking.
No,
I was
asking,
go against a good secondary.
I was asking because there's a couple of avenues you could travel here. You could travel the Williams Avenue and do the counters and play off tackle and do those things, and probably have some good success, some successful plays. Or you could try and protect against a line that doesn't offer a lot when it comes to the pass rush. and a couple of guys down. And linebacker, they got problems, too.
Yeah, Noah Sewell is not very good.
Yeah, Noah Sewell
is. Penei Sewell's brother, and he's having to play in place of T.J. Edwards, I believe,
who's
hurt.
Right.
So I think the way to success for this team, though, is establishing the run. Like, when they run the ball well, they make it look easy.
Right.
When they're passing, it's, you know, penalties or, you know, a punt or, you know, I would feel a lot better about this team if I know they can be that ground-and-pound football team. And that's going to take pressure off your defense, too.
How about you, Chief?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is kind of a pick your poison. Like, I think both are going to work here.
Right.
But seeing this Cowboys passing attack has me pretty fired up. With this secondary, the guys they have banged up, they're like 28th in pressure rate, as you were mentioning. They don't get after the quarterback. So you're going to be able to do a little bit of both here, but I want to see some explosive plays.
Yeah, I think to me that it's not a crusty thing, but I'm kind of interested just because of how good Dak Prescott's been on play action.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in run, mix it, run, you know, kind of like you see the play action stuff with. If you're having success running and all of a sudden it's hard play action, linebackers step up, you know, thinking they're having to deal with the run or get to the outside, and now there's that space in the secondary and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'd like to see I'm just trying to think of ways now to maybe have to protect your defense a little bit
Yeah,
more.
I think there's some elements to that for sure that are fair.
I mean, you might not have to protect your defense as much this game as in a coming game like in Green Bay next week.
Yeah, but after you saw last week, I mean, that is definitely on the top of mind, right? I mean, with what the Giants were able
to
do.
Can you shorten the game, run some clock? The problem was the running game really didn't get going for you until the second half last week.
Right.
So can you establish that early on? They weren't. They did it against Philly.
Right.
They weren't able to do it against New York. So I think you kind of just got to roll with what's working for you. And to me, I think that passing game is going to be working no matter who the opponent is this year.
Yeah, I mean, Dak's playing so well, and I was so encouraged by getting, you know, way Pickens got involved in that game. I mean, I'd love to see Pickens and Lamb just both.
Yeah,
you know,
it should be a good week. Ferguson had himself a pretty damn good game too. We'll talk with him coming up at 5:20.
Yeah, they've got Grady Jarrett inside now. Grady Jarrett, veteran guy.
Is he showing his age a little?
He's kind of
hurt
still,
too.
Kind of still plays. No, he's not hurt. He's kind of. Was he on the injury report? I don't.
Yeah, was he yesterday. I saw him on Twitter.
I think it was an old man deal.
Okay.
I think it was an old man.
Old man.
Yeah, it was an old man situation there. But the thing with Grady, he's still got power,
mm-hmm.
And so now
that could be a concern with Hoffman.
Yeah, that's what you know. That's to me, I'm trying to do as much as I can to help Hoffman in this game. You know, I could see the Bears putting somebody. I could see them trying to put like Jared on him a little bit more.
What do you remember from last year? I'm trying to think. Did you think Brock was better? And it's right guard, not center.
Right.
But was he better run blocking versus the pass pro?
I think he was better at the run blocking stuff.
My gut's saying the run too.
Yeah.
So maybe for him to get him settled into the game,
right?
That could be that might be the what I go with then.
I hope.
Let's try and establish that counter.
Yeah, I hope this offensive line doesn't kind of fall apart with.
Me too.
I know they did some good things in the overtime with Brock Hoffman in there. But I hope it just doesn't fall apart that way. You know, that maybe it's like...
Because you still got a rookie right guard.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, you're kind of in a situation right there. But I'd keep an eye on with Grady Jarrett there. I think Dexter, I think that when you're talking about the other tackle there, he's from Florida. That's a guy that you might want to think about putting in that one technique over...
He's a big, powerful man.
Yeah, big guy that put him over... Brock Hoffman and see if Brock Hoffman can handle that. That might be something that the Bears try and do.
So who's the main guy you want to pick on, you think? Is it McLeod?
I think it's McLeod because we all kind of know Nation Wright.
Yeah.
He got a pick six
against the Vikings, but otherwise, second half.
Yeah, they went after him.
Yeah.
I think the nickel, because what you could do is you could do stuff with by moving CD around and you know if Tolbert plays, I think there's some really good opportunities against McLeod. I just don't think he covers well enough. I don't think he's very aware. I think if you have to, if this turns into, okay, got to get first downs, move the chains kind of thing, I try and find 24 in this field.
They're down two starting corners.
Yeah.
Two of their best players on defense.
Right, right.
It's going to be glorious. Let's go 40 burger.
There was a moment during the Manning cast, that first Monday night game, Bears defense playing against J.J. McCarthy, and even Peyton Manning said, I played 18 years, and I thought that that was man coverage, and they confused me.
Yeah.
So Dennis Allen does have a couple of things up his sleeve where he can try and confuse you a little bit. So just something.
Well,
to
watch he'll try and get that like that double A gap blitz look, that mug look where you walk the and then drop guys out of there is what he'll try and do. So,
all righty,
there's possibilities here.
I do have a practice report. We can look at that. We can get your NFL football fix. Diggs, Guyton, Turpin, all full. So that's a good
that's
thumbs
great
up.
Sign. Yep.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, where are we going next?
All right, let's do some daily football fix, shall we? And let's get into Mad Dog as he is defending quarterback one. Ben Johnson's responding to Brady. And could it happen? That's next in the name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.